Aren't I a clever fellow?
Got to get that mic closer to you, sir.
Look at real property owned by the county, and we each met and kind of narrowed down the scope of what we'll look at.
I mean, the debt-related property, what does that mean?
We issue debt for capital purposes. And a majority of the debt outstanding would be applied to, like, the PSC building.
Oh, okay. All right. Property that's owned by the county that has a debt on it. Okay.
Correct.
Just want to make sure and understand what term. Current debt outstanding. The first question was to have taxable and non-taxable debt. Currently, all the debt that we have outstanding is tax-exempt debt. And going down from top to bottom, this is principal and interest payments by year, by property type. And a few of those, we did include the legal settlement, the second line. That is the only item on there that is not asset related. Going further down, PACS, that's a software purchase that we did for the assessor treasurer's office that we utilize in our real property, taxes and such. And everything else is directly to a property that the county owns.
All right. Does that mean that we're making payments on the Pepsi building?
Yes. We have a little bit left over.
Why do we have a slight increase shown for 2016? In 2024.
PSC building, the way that interest and principal, just the way that that was structured, further as you know, you need to get a little bit more.
Determine schedule?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, that's predetermined. Okay, we do not have any capitalized leases in here. Technically, that's debt, but as an LTGO, it's not. You'll notice towards the bottom, We have the fair and then Expo Center. One would think it's one and the same. But the fair, actually, that line goes back to about 1984 when we first acquired the property and the horse barns and stuff like that. And that's what's left to pay off on that. And then the Expo Center is what currently exists there and what we need to pay off.
Conservation, you show at the very, very bottom there, that's what's left on the debt of the loan that we took out when we first went out to buy properties.
And are these...
Also, Whipple Creek, the very top one, which we picked up last year, that was the state loan that they gave half up. That's what remains of that.
Okay. And so these cross different funds, road fund, general fund,
yes.
Right? Is there, it'd be interesting to know, do you know about what the mix is up there when it comes to the general fund especially?
It actually varies a little bit, but it actually helps structure those payments. I don't want to chew up the track.
Okay.
And say, the general fund and the debts, basically, we pays a lot out of the general fund.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
As we go down that list, we'll have more detail as we go through here.
No, I just left it at this high level for right now. And if you had questions, I can definitely get more detail.
Had it right the first time. The Whipple Creek was a state revolving fund loan to do a large floodplain and channel restoration project on Whipple Creek. We did that through Clean Water. So that's those payments. It's like $23,000 to $25,000 a year until we pay that back. But that's a Clean Water obligation, not Conservation Futures.
That one time.
It was a stimulus grant. It was federal money that was given through the state, through their state revolving fund. And so back in 2007 or 8 when we were in public works, we got direction to get some of that money, so we put it to that project. But that's the only time we've done that.
Our policy, is it set so that no additional debt gets approved and for anything unless it comes before the board for any category? Okay, ahead of time. Okay.
In that particular example, you know, the grant agreement that was the 50% forgivable principal on the loan came before the board to approve. So any sort of agreement just on a individual project would definitely come to the board.
For that particular one, do you know what fund pays for that? Is that general fund or is it something else?
The Whipple Creek one? That's Clean Water is paying that back.
Okay, thanks.
Now you know why we're in trouble. So, what is work release?
It's down near the port. We have the work release center.
Bottle?
Yes, we did.
I think I saw that somewhere.
And LTGO stands for Long-Term General Obligation?
Yes.
Okay.
It stands for Limited Tax General Obligation.
Okay.
It works.
PACS?
That is a software package.
What?
Software package.
Can't hear you.
It is a software package.
Oh, okay.
That Assessor both utilize in how we bill for our real estate taxes and we receipt into. It speeds up dramatically us receiving the funds and distributing the funds out to the junior taxing districts.
What this list is, this is more of our financial debt obligation that we have.
Typically relates to assets.
But this is, I mean, these are huge projects, big buildings, big parcels. So, I mean, we should probably just, I mean, we should kind of keep moving in terms of getting into. Well, we
yeah, I think the point is that the land underneath these buildings, we can't sell the parcels because we have debt encumbering the property and the buildings. And so in the universe of parcels we're looking at for opportunities to change use and that sort of thing, the parcels under these buildings are off the table.
Another reason is this is part of the Franklin.
Well, for sure we're not selling the Franklin building. And we know we're not going to sell the Sheriff's building out of Sheriff West. So, okay, so just buildings we owe money on.
Again, but this is what we, this answers one of the questions that we were to present.
Okay. Sure, and I know we got a lot to cover, but there's one point I want to make sure I understand. Certainly there are major assets and buildings that we would not sell because we need them, but there may be some buildings that are subjective. We don't need them. We just simply hang on to them. Are this loans, is the debt structured under any of those optional ones in a way that we could not sell them, that somehow some arrangement could not be made in order to continue to make sure that debt was paid after it was sold, or when it was sold?
One of the buildings that we currently have, acquired in 1996 for staffing. After the PSC building was built in 2005, it's been mostly rental, utilized.
Okay.
Well, another example, we owe more than what we sell it for.
Co-signing, not a good idea.
The leasing of properties, where the leasing is again. We've got 25 or 4, and there's the courtrooms, interview rooms. The sheriff's office over in Fairbanks, and office space for the NHS.
Curious also, go ahead.
I'm having trouble identifying what properties these are. Type, lease or rent.
The first two, Commissioner, southwest corner of Evergreen and Franklin is where the Family Court Annex and the our Curtis Children's Justice Center is located. One big building. Family Court's on the north side and the CJC is on the south side. The Clark County Fire District building, that's the 179th Safety Complex out on next to the fairgrounds to the west. And then the Angelo property where Child Support Division of the PA's office, that's to the south of the CJC, across the parking lot on West 8th. Directly south. Child Support Division of the Prosecuting Attorney's Office.
Oh,
Mark, does our policy indicate that in order to sign up for any agreements or to extend lease agreements, that also comes before the board?
When originally entered into, yes, that's correct. But the board in the past has delegated authority to the county administrator to sign leases, extensions, and that sort of thing. But certainly we would not lease any new space without coming before the board. Got to speak up, Larry.
Any other questions on this?
Okay. Our county fire district, that's
139th Street, right?
We just had an action before the board at the consent hearing yesterday. The sheriff picked up just a little more space there.
So you make our payment to the sheriff?
Makes the payment. We're making the payment to Clark County Fire District.
They are the lessor. So
yeah,
yes.
There was a consortium of organizations that agreed to co-locate in that facility, and as part of that agreement, we agreed to pay rent. And I think the fire districts are the ones that raised the money and built the building.
Sell the property that you built the building on to the consortium. So we're making payments to the fire district for the building that's on the Clark County property.
Right. We own the property, but they had to borrow money to build the building. And if Central Precinct used to be located near Regal Cinemas on Highway 99, and they were renting that space. So they simply changed location and they pay rent to a different landlord.
Why we make a payment to the fire district for the sheriff's office if we own the property and they built the building?
We own the property, but they had to borrow money to build the building. And if we're in the building, we have to pay our fair share.
Fire district borrowed the money, so we're paying back that loan.
Correct. Our fair share of it.
That's not exactly. What happened was the county actually issued that debt. And so they've been recording that new point. The county actually issued the debt. And then
payments were structured between all parties. And I think what this rent is the sheriff's office took on more space and is therefore paying rent into a fund, and that fund then pays the debt service on the entire building. Right. Right. Okay.
I knew it was a simple answer.
Okay. Next is listing the parcels where we are lessor. Instead of listing a map, just summarize them by department. And then we have a breakout for the 501(c)(3)s and our government entities we used to.
These are the lessor to nonprofit entities, starting with the Center for Public Health. That group are all 501(c)(3)s. The Dolly Building has two that are nonprofits. And then following.
How do you tell which building it's in? Because some is in the health department and some is in the Dolly.
Yeah, this is all.
Oh, there we are, down there, okay.
Are you good with that page? Okay. Oops.
All right.
Ali Building, we have a Vancouver Watershed Council, and they occupy the 936 square feet. And as nonprofit, we don't charge for that.
No, we do, but at a reduced rate.
Not reflected here.
But, no, I didn't. The rent is not reflected, just the billable square footage.
Put the rates in, no. All I put in was. Okay. Next is a continuation, and we go to Heritage Farm off of 78th. WSU is really a government, but hopefully they're nonprofit. Then the rest of them are 501(c)s. Then after that is Camp Louisville. It's a youth camp down there on the Lewis River. Abraham House, halfway house, and the Mercy House is another halfway house. Laura, the Mercy House. It's for ladies. It's a halfway house for women.
Fourth Plain and what?
Specific address, I believe it is near Orchards Park.
The Val Ogden Center, because we deeded that property over to CVAD.
Mental health there, isn't that what it was?
Mercy House is it's a alternative mental health facility. It's actually located at 11714 Northeast 119th Street. There's several houses there that are being used for that same purpose as the halfway houses.
I thought they faced Fourth Plain. And it's to the west across the street, the car lot.
Yes.
And we had an estimated value of that property of $1 million. Is that correct?
I got an estimated value of $441,900. That's for everything. It's 0.62 acres. It's 27,000 square feet.
I may be confusing this with another property. I've never heard of the Mercy House.
It was a purchase of an entire property that subsequently was partially used for a road project on 119th. Then subsequently was leased to the Mercy House as a economic remnant, much like Habitat for Humanity and these different organizations approached us about these homes that we still have economic value to them, and that's how this parcel came to be. So actually that's true of the Abraham House and this parcel. Yeah.
The address of this property again?
11714 Northeast 119th Street, up past Winco. You know where the station sits at the corner of 17th or SR 503? There's a station that sits on the corner, and right behind that station is the home that we were talking about.
Brick home? Oh. And today it's being used for what?
The Mercy House has it. They're housing mentally ill and challenged. Mercy House is the is the actual lessee, and they're then they bring in different clients. You bet.
On the next, that concludes the first three portions. Now we'll be getting on to the county-owned restricted, unrestricted properties. But first of all, I'd like to thank a few people here for their input. Steve, you just left me.
That mic, you're.
I'd like to thank a staff that we have for their inputs on this. Steve, who just left, Ron, Pam, Jeremy, Bill, Laura, Patrick, Heath, Vanessa, Harold Raines, Axel. They all have given inputs into this, obviously, and I appreciate them being here. The first item of that we'll look at are tax title lands. And basically, they're held in trust for taxing districts. What happens is people don't pay their taxes, so we have to foreclose on them. And we need to sell those properties for the taxes plus our expenses. And anything we receive above that, we have to return back to the owner. So there's no benefit to the county directly except for tax increases and such. And so we'll go on to the next group, which is Public Works.
Hold that property for a period of time, or do we foreclose after 3 to 5 years?
After 4 years of them not paying taxes and being delinquent, then we do that foreclosure process. So, yeah, it's four years plus down the road. Now, on Public Works, there are 221 parcels total. Now, these aren't properties. These are parcels as defined in our GIS database. Currently, there are 14 parcels available for further review. There are 5 parcels outside of that they are actually preparing to sell this year. Currently, it took approximately 112 hours for them to put together the analysis that we have to date, and it'll take approximately 140 hours to complete the further review. Those are two items that were also requested per our discussion last fall. Get an order of magnitude of what it would take to do this. Thank you. Whoops. Okay, next is county-owned parks. There are 271 parcels. Of those, there are 11 parcels available for further review. And they've spent about 6 hours to date, and they think it'll be about 55 hours to complete that review.
How many properties? How many are
parcels? Parcels.
Parcels. How many are undeveloped?
Most of them are unused or vacant. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 11, 11 approximately.
Of the ones that are not improved, are they scheduled to be built out?
That is parks. You have to.
There's 11 parcels.
Mm-hmm. Is your microphone on?
Out, yeah.
Yeah, is that better? So R.E. Schaefer property is a great example where City of Vancouver desperately wants that piece of property. We acquired it jointly with them through PIF funds, and they would be willing to, it was PIF County and PIF City that acquired the property, and they're going to give us back the county PIF in exchange for that parcel.
I guess what we're interested in, any parcels that was purchased for parks but not developed, and do we plan to develop them, or have we already established a park in the neighborhood for that?
Some of them, yes. They're not developed per se, and it could be several years before there's a possibility of developing those sites.
Park, you know, we're trying to establish parks within a certain distance of each other, or combine them with a riparian area to see if any of these could be used that way, or if there are, or if they would be an excess because another park has already been built.
Yeah, Commissioner, I believe that what we're reporting out on today is the result of the very first large step in this process, which was to identify the 260 parcels that are off the table. And the next step, if the board directs us to do so, would be to study the 11 and come back and report on those.
Yeah.
It's going to be general services. We finally get to look at a building. There are 71 parcels. There are five parcels, but those five parcels make up one property, which is a Dolly building. The building itself and the parking lot, four parcels for the parking lot and one for the building. It is felt that there are no additional hours required to review this. Just a real quick overview of the Dolly building, if I may. It's a Class BC building. Some is subterranean, one floor, two floors above ground. In 2013, it had a positive cash flow of $270,000, which all goes to the general fund. Look at that as a return. It was acquired in 1996 for $2.218 million. So that gives us a 12.18% return on investment. It's a very good investment. That includes a little over 1,000 square feet utilized by the budget office at no fee. Occupancy rate currently, or in 2013, excuse me, was 82.2%. The assessment on it's $5.1 million. We have options for this property. I guess the question to be answered, do we want to be in the office rental business? And then the site itself, it's an excellent site location for a development, and which would continue upgrading the downtown area. I mean, it's a beautiful site, just off of Esther Short Park, northwest corner. An item that we could look at is like a joint venture with a higher-end developer and build out the site for maximum use. Utilize that 20,000 square feet for the parking lot, or just tear down the building and build a five-story or whatever. There's multiple options on that. Or we could keep it for future expansion for county staff and continue to lease out, because return on investment is quite good. That was the original acquisition reason for it was for county staff, or we could, you know, sell as is, more or less. Of course, we need an appraisal and all the other process, but it should generate at least $5 million for that property. If it doesn't do it today, it'll definitely do it tomorrow. So those are the types of things we can look at a county-owned property, which we own, which we utilize minimally for staff, but was utilized in the past for staff.
And what we're looking at is to better utilize that in place of renting someplace else. It's always best to occupy something you own rather than go someplace else and rent.
Definitely. I was just bringing up the points.
I am curious. We have within this building, do you know what the occupancy is? And we're not using, there's a number of areas that are not used. What? Because the reason I ask the question is because some of the space that's being occupied in the Dolly building, potentially those tenants could be here and some located somewhere else.
I think if you did a poll of the tenants in that building and offered them space in a multi-story government building, I'm not sure you'd get many takers.
I'm just thinking in particular the Department of Equalization. They could potentially be in this building, right? Okay. And so there's a
That's
few.
Like, what, 600 square feet?
Really? But it's a good point, and I think that's what we're looking at as our goal, is to better utilize what we have. So.
Clean Water and Environmental Services, I kind of lumped together. Sorry. It's all under the same department, so it made it easier for me. There are 112 parcels available for further review. Currently, they've expended 245 hours for their review, and it'll be another 350 hours to finish those 112 parcels. Again, a lot of what they have restraints and covenants and all sorts of things on them, and it takes time to review each property. And
would that be reflecting stormwater facilities? That's probably what the majority.
Yeah. Commissioner, both for our department, we're looking at Clean Water and Legacy Lands. There were about 151 Legacy Lands properties that we went through and 525 roughly Clean Water parcels. So that's what all of those have been reviewed. We touched every one of them.
I would have to assume that the 112 parcels to be reviewed, the others are being occupied by stormwater facilities probably.
So Of the 112 that are left, that's a mix of legacy lands that we would, review a little further and bring those back for consideration. The ones that we're ruling out of the total 673, the ones that we're proposing to take off the table are also a mix of clean water and legacy lands properties. So for clean water, we looked at the size of the parcel and how much of it was encumbered by the facility. But if it was a parcel and there was land that wasn't being used for stormwater infrastructure and didn't have any pipe or conveyance easements, we left those on the table for further analysis to see whether we can get a conforming lot out of it, whether there are any other issues with, accessing for sewer water that might make a buildable lot. So there were 42 of those 112 that we're looking at for clean water. In the legacy lands list, we have not ruled out at this point, for example, roughly 35 parcels that were tract dedications from residential subdivision that were undevelopable due to critical areas, and they have dedicated that open space to the county. So we have those in our legacy lands inventory as natural areas. At this point, we're there for further consideration. If you'd like us to try and see if there's anything we can do with those 35 tract dedications, then we will do that.
Occurring areas along Cougar Creek, for example. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're going to hang on to those.
Okay. If you don't want us to look at them, we won't.
I guess more concerned with buildable land or leased land.
Yeah. All that, going through each one and looking at that, those are still available. So that 112, the next review, if you direct us to do it, will be to look at those tract dedications, look at buildable areas of whether they're clean water or legacy lands properties, and bring those back to you.
Possibility of a future park.
Right.
The idea is that larger areas connecting each other and more function.
Yeah, and we have several in clean water that are just like that, Commissioner, where they're either adjacent to a park or a legacy land, and we're talking about whether it would be better off in one column than another. So,
all these properties that are listed here, do we not collect any property tax on any of them?
No, not for our parcels.
I mean, for all of them that are in this whole list, big list. If they're owned in some capacity by Clark County, there is no property taxes. Okay.
Question is, what are the next steps you'd like for us to utilize? Should we expend the resources to complete the reviews that have not been completed?
Developed, and we have a plan. We'd like to be included, know what we think that plan might be. If it's a piece of property that is just excess, we probably need to put it on the market for tax purposes. Anything else?
Well, two things. One, I would use the word or the term low-hanging fruit at the beginning. And I would think that those that are easy and obvious that could potentially be sold and put back on the tax rolls, that would be, I expect, one of the most fruitful things we can do up front. And I've got a number of action items here for me to be able to continue to do homework, to sit down with Mark and be able to learn more about the options. So the fact that you've got all the information that you have says we've got homework to do.
So your direction then is to the parcels that are available for further study, you would like work to continue?
In some detail, to educate us on what we're doing.
Commissioner, I think the way that Larry ran down the Dolly building, I mean, the idea from staff, I think, was to go through those ones that are available and bring them back to you in batches with that more detailed analysis. This is what it is. This is what it's utilized for now. Which direction would you like us to go? Whether that's a building or probably more likely down the road an undeveloped parcel. But
I would like to be able to make sure that you have the discretion to use good sense as you sort out and evaluate the big picture of these and pick those ones out that are pretty obvious and do what we can to move those incremental pieces forward. And as you get into more areas of subjectivity, that maybe is it worthwhile to be able to pursue them just for the, then I would say let's communicate further with Mark, and just simply we'll see if what we can do to give you feedback so that we don't end up spending more time studying something that really might not pay off.
My feeling toward it is that if we have a use for it and we're using it, either for charity, for community, that we shouldn't be in competition or in the business of being a landlord. So if the case was that we have used for half of the building and we can't bring that that part of the operation into the house here, but we can use we can't bring any of it, and we're better off to not be a landlord and let it go. If we have use for it, we need to bring it here.
Yeah, I agree.
Another review update, is that reasonable for you? Because some of these will take quite a few hours to go through.
I would think that when you get to a break point where you feel like, okay, this is enough to be able to present, then I would just welcome that appropriate time that you feel like it's ready.
Half hour each time, correct?
Yeah. Don't bring so much to confuse us.
Little by little, inch by inch, it's a cinch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All very much for your time involved, and we hope to better utilize what we have. Thank you.
Good to see you.